33. Everybody.
Hola.
Hola. How are you doing today, everybody? We have a wonderful show. It's time for the Drive Time program here on Vaughn Radio for this Thursday afternoon. Today we're going to hear music from The Who.
In?
Who, yeah. The Who. The British band The Who. And their classic song, My Generation, from 1965. Also, we're going to hear, well, the return of our popular section called What's Going On, and we're going to hear a bit of economic commentary. Economic commentary on the Drive Time Show. See if you can make sense of it. Maybe I'm a bit of an economics nerd. Un friki de economía. But we'll talk about it. We also have some interesting history news as ABBA, one of Tino's favorite bands, ABBA, started a big run at number one. It, on this day in 1979, it was Voulez-vous? Voulez-vous coucher avec moi? Voulez-vous? And we'll talk about them. Also, oh my gosh, we have a lot of things to cover, a lot to talk about. So let's jump right in, everybody. My name is Kyle Miller, and welcome to Drive Time.
Welcome to Drive Time. With Kyle Miller.
Everybody, welcome to the show. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in for the Thursday edition of our Drive Time show. It's a hot one, but it is a warm day today, but I decided to wear a long sleeve shirt, de manga larga, long sleeve shirt. And the reason why is because it might be my last chance. Mi última oportunidad. La última oportunidad, the last chance. It might be my last chance to wear a long sleeve shirt for a while. So I thought to myself, why not? A por ello. Go for it, Kyle. Put on that long sleeve shirt for one last time, because now it starts the sweat. I call it the sweating season. From this date, more or less the middle of May, until September, it's all short sleeve. It's all AC, air conditioning. So I thought, one last day with a long shirt on, long sleeve shirt, but here we are. Anyway, we're going to begin our show today the way we always do, with a nice warm-up section, an interactive section, because I need you participating out loud from home as we jump into the warm-up gym.
The warm-up gym. Warm-up gym.
Warm up, Jim, everybody. I'm going to start with a few sentences of translation.
Sí, señor.
Yes, eso es. Yo en español y tú en inglés. Okay? Okay. All right, here we go. And I need you to say these out loud. Number one. Me estoy cansando de hacer listas. Me estoy cansando de hacer listas.
Sí, sí, mira, un poco.
Yeah, I'm, I'm tired of making lists. So notice how we say tired of, and we don't say tired. Very tired. No, tired. tired of. I'm tired of making lists. Tired of making lists. Me estoy acostumbrando a ello. I'm getting used to it. Me estoy acostumbrando a ello. Mm-hmm. I'm getting used to it. Getting used to it. There's a band, there's a song, there's a great Canadian band called Big Sugar, and they have a song called You'd Better Get Used to It. Más vale que te acostumbres, no? Más vale que te acostumbres. You'd better get used to it. You'd better get used to it. It's a good song. I recommend it. Okay. Eso es mentira, pero bueno, me voy a casar pronto. Me voy a casar pronto. I'm going to get married soon. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get married. Married. I'm going to get married soon. Pronto. Mm-hmm. Bájate. Hey, Bájate del coche. Bájate del coche. Get out of the car.
No!
Bájate del coche, hombre. Get out of. Salir. So you're exiting the car. We say get out of the car. Okay. Bájate del coche. Súbete al autobús. Get on the bus. Así que, ¿cuál es la regla? Mmm. So you get into a car, you get out of a car. Get into, get out of. Get into, get out of. Something that is smaller, personalized, enclosed. Whereas when we talk about mass transportation, public transportation, we would get on. Get on. Get on the bus. Get on the train. Get on the... Get on an airplane. Okay? So we say, get off the bus. Súbete al autobús, get on the bus. Get into the car, okay? Súbete al coche, get into the car. Okay, here we go. Enfermé durante el viaje. Mm. Enfermé durante el viaje. Qué mal. I got sick during the trip. I got sick, or you can also say, I got ill. Ill, I-L-L. I got ill during the trip. I got sick during the trip. I would say sick is more casual. It's more common. But ill is more correct. But if you talk about getting motion sickness, right? Con vómitos, y eso. We say to get, he got sick. He got car sick. I used to get car sick a lot when I was growing up. Tino, do you get car sick sometimes? Still? He says no. Antes sí, pero ya no. Not anymore. Okay. Same for me. But I used to, when I was a kid, I used to get car sick. We used to drive. You see, Nova Scotia, my home province of Nova Scotia, Canada, it's about the size of Portugal. Es como Portugal, mi provincia. It's about the size of Portugal. So we would drive from the South Shore, my hometown, up to my mother's town, which was about a 5.5, actually more. It was about a 6.5 hour drive. Right? Un viaje de 6 horas y media. A 6.5 hour drive. Notice there's no S. I don't say 6.5 hours drive because it's behaving as an adjective. A 6.5 hour drive. And I used to get car sick. I used to get car sick, especially I got into the highlands of Nova Scotia, Cape Breton Island, beautiful place. But there were very windy roads. Con curvas, windy. Windy roads. Okay, and this is like if you get in the car and you drive, I always give the example, from Covadonga to Cangas de Onís. Lleva mucha curva, right? A lot of curves, a lot of windy turns, so you can get car sick. It's a form of motion sickness. motion sickness, and you feel nauseous. Nausea, no? Yeah. Nausea, or to feel nauseous. As an adjective, nauseous. As a noun, nausea. So you feel a bit dizzy. Mareado del estómago would be nauseous. Motion sickness. If you're in a car, it's car sick. To get car sick. But if you are... But if it's just in your head, like if you spin around and you start to feel disoriented, you feel dizzy. So that's like vertigo, right? Dizziness. So dizzy is in the head. Nauseous or nausea is in the stomach, is in the chest, and it makes you the stomach and you feel like you're going to vomit. But the worst, well, that was bad. Getting car sick is terrible. It's a terrible feeling. But what is worse, lo peor, the worst, I will say, is seasickness en el mar. Because if you're car sick, at least you can stop the car. Por lo menos puedes parar por la carretera. Digo, bueno, bajo un par de minutos. I'm going to get out for a couple minutes and relax. I'm going to sit down in the grass. But if you're on a boat... You know, my buddy, one of my best friends, he celebrated his bachelor party. Despida, what did he say? Despida de soltero. Despedida, excuse me, de soltero. His plan was to do it on a lobster boat. What a Nova Scotia thing to do. Vamos a celebrar, vamos de fiesta en un barco de Bogavante, por el mar. 6 hours. 6 hours on the ocean. No pasa nada. We'll go shark fishing. Pescando tiburones. And we went out on the ocean. Oh, boy. We went out on the ocean. I didn't catch a shark. Not a bite. Nada. No sharks. But we were, of course, we were drinking beer. Unas cuantas cervezas. You have a couple beers. You're on the ocean for 6 hours, and the waves, las olas, whoa, up and down and up and down. Next thing you know, right? Y de repente, suddenly, next thing, that's a good way of saying de repente. Next thing you know, you're feeling sick. And I got sick. It was not good. Because there's nothing you can do. You're miles from shore. Estás en el mar. Right? Terrible feeling. And I think it's compounded in your head, mentally. You get worse because you know that there's no solution. You have to wait. So this is why people that get seasick, like sailors, if you sail enough, I think if you go out on boats all the time, then you're going to get used to it, right? We'll get used to it eventually, little by little. But I think, little by little, people get used to that and then it goes away. The motion sickness goes away with time. Because the worst job would be to be a sailor. Imagine you're a fisherman who gets seasick. Terrible. I've also been seasick on a ferry crossing from Nova Scotia, Nueva Scotia, to Maine. So in my home province of Nova Scotia, it's not an island. No es una isla. It's a peninsula. And from the southern part of Nova Scotia to the state of Maine, there's a ferry. And it used to be, the ferry used to be a slow, sort of normal speed ferry. It took about 8 hours to cross the ferry, crossing the Bay of Fundy. But now they have a high-speed ferry. Y va muy rápido. It's a catamaran. In fact, my friend Greg, remember I was talking about my friend Greg a couple weeks ago? Do you remember, Tino? Tino says, claro, claro que sí. El mítico. My friend Greg, he was a ferry captain, and he worked on that ferry. Era capitán de ese ferry. But long before he was the ferry captain, we took that ferry when he was living in Maine, in the state of Maine. I told this story before, but I'm gonna back it up a little bit because you need to know some of the backstory here. My friend Greg, one of my best friends, moved to Maine when I was probably 12 or 13. So you could get to Maine by ferry crossing the Bay of Fundy on the east coast of Canada. And so my mother would drive me to the ferry terminal. Notice I would. It's almost like used to. My mother would do this and I would do that and she would leave me there. She would drop me off at the ferry terminal, right? El terminal del ferry. And then I'd get on and take the ferry across, and then Greg and his mother would be there to pick me up on the other side. We were 12. We couldn't drive. But one day, I took the ferry with my friend Greg. Now, Greg went on to be a ferry captain and one of the youngest master mariners in America. He went on to work down in over in Indonesia. He worked in Indonesia, and he had an arrangement with the U.S. Coast Guard or whoever. You see, when you want to increase your rank as a captain, it's a question of hours, sea hours, horas en el mar, o días, o horas, whatever. So he reached an agreement where they said, okay, if you go to Indonesia, or the Philippines, I think it was Indonesia, and work, for every hour that you work, we'll give you credit for 1.5. So you can accelerate your license and become a captain quicker. So you start off, third mate, second mate, first mate, second captain, whatever, and then you become captain, and then you become master mariner. So he was able to go up the... He was able to rise in the list, go up by going over there. He was obsessed with ferries and boats from a young age. So anyway, he went on to work in the ferry business as he decided when he was 7 years old. Con 7 años decidió hacer eso. And he did it. And he became one of the youngest captains in America. Went to the Maritime Academy in Bar Harbor, Maine. I think it was Bar Harbor. And then he graduated, went to Indonesia, worked on ferries there, came back to Canada, and started working on the same ferries that we used to ride when we were kids. Bay Ferries in Atlantic Canada. My friend Greg. Why am I telling this story? Why am I going off por la tangente? Tanto. ¿Qué haces, Kyle? ¿Qué estás haciendo? Well, because it all comes back to the idea of being mareado. Seasick. In this case, getting seasick. And when you talk about getting seasick, you're talking about in your stomach, right? And you feel like you have to vomit. It's a terrible feeling. So before he went to the Maritime Academy, we used to travel back and forth together and take these ferries. And I remember one day his father came with us and they rented a cabin on the ferry. Oh, this is great. We're going to have our own little room. And we got a room that was in the top, in the front, on the top. Now, that is the worst place to be in stormy weather. Por arriba. In the front, on top. So we were sitting up there, and I said, oh, God. I feel like I'm going to be sick. So I went down to the lower, as low as I could go, down a couple levels. And this is a big ferry, right? There's a hay comedor, hay varios baños, hay tiendas. There's shops. There's everything, right? So I went down as low as I could, and I ended up, al final, acabé. I ended up sitting down outside the washroom on the lowest level, sitting there for about 4 hours. This was the slow ferry. You know when you get, yeah, you get tired, right, Tino? You know what I mean? You get very tired when you're seasick, when you're mareado. So I would sleep, and then I'd wake up, and I would go to the bathroom. But the ocean was so rough. There was so many waves and so much turbulence that everybody was sick. Everybody was sick, and people were, and even my friend Greg, who would go on to become a master mariner ferry captain, he was sick too. Yeah, so this was what we were hearing a lot of. It was a terrible 8 hours. 8 horas de eso. Right? So at least when you're in your car, you say, well, let's stop. But no, you're in the middle of the ocean. There's no option. There's no way out. It's rough, people. It's difficult. So anyway, my friend Greg, he is, I'm going to get him on the show. I'm going to get him on the show, Tino. We have to do this. Hay que hacerlo. He's a great friend and a good guy, and he's a fascinating character, and he's going to be on the show. I'll talk to him next week, and we'll get him on the show as soon as we can get our phone connection working, right? I think we can do that, right, Tino? Quizás tenemos una solución. No sé. When we can, we'll find a way, and we'll get him on, and we'll talk about ferries. We'll talk about radio. We'll talk about all of this stuff. Okay? Anyway, he now works for Carnival Cruise Lines down in Miami. Carnival's the biggest company in the cruise business. So if you're going to go on a cruise, it might be with Carnival or one of the many companies that they own. All right, I don't want to do another section before we go. We'll do an interactive section. Let's send this one out to the folks at home, and we'll get people writing in and participating in today's Drive Time show. Remember, you can send me any questions. Later on, we will be doing the by request portion of the show. So if you have any questions, si tienes dudas, preguntas, mándame tus preguntas, send me your questions on Instagram. I'm Kyle Miller, or Twitter, I'm Kyle Miller. But anyway, hey, let's get things started with a challenge right now. I'm talking about the Twitter translation.
Twitter translation.
All right, folks, Twitter translation. So this is a sentence in Spanish, and you can write in and tell me in English. If you know how to say it in English, tell me. Or if you just want to try, si quieres adivinar, guess, take a guess, everybody, and you can write in on Instagram or Twitter. Tino, how can they find me?
Find me on Instagram and on Twitter. I'm Kyle Miller. E-M-A-K-I-L-E-M-I-R.
All right, everybody. Yeah, okay. Llegamos a un acuerdo. Y nos dimos la mano.
Muy bonito, sí, señor.
Claro. ¿Cómo se dice en inglés? Llegamos a un acuerdo y nos dimos la mano. La mano. Tell me how to say that in English. We'll talk about it later on in the show. Okay, a little bit later. We'll get into it. So write in. It's not too late. Send me your responses. And I also encourage you to join the fun on Facebook. I have a Facebook group called English with Kyle, and I answer questions in there as well. It's called English with Kyle, the free Facebook group. No cuesta nada. And you get some extra content, some free content. If you're a Facebook user, make sure you're a member of the English with Kyle Facebook group. Okay, English with Kyle. All right, we're going to take a short break, everybody. A quick one. But don't worry, I'll be back in a few minutes. And if you're thinking about English classes and you want to take a jump, un salto con tu inglés, you want to go to the next level, well, be sure to call Vaughn Systems for classes, summer camps, with spots open now and more. Give us a call, 911-333-5833. That's right, 911-333-5833. I'll take a short break, but I'll be back in a couple minutes. My name is Kyle Miller. This is the Drive Time Show. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
Si tienes un smartphone o una tablet, no tienes excusas. Descarga ya nuestra app de Vaughan Radio y podrás escuchar nuestra radio en directo, enviarnos tus tweets, conocer nuestra parrilla, acceder a nuestros podcasts y enterarte de todas las novedades de Vaughan. Aprende inglés en cualquier momento y en cualquier lugar con la app de Vaughan Radio.
I have personally taught 2,000 people. I have supervised the teaching of more than 50,000. I know what works and I know what doesn't work. The secret is the motivation of the student. It's the student who learns the language. It's the student who solves the problem. However, the catalyst, el culpable del bien, is the Vaughan method and the Vaughan teacher. We transform the student into our accomplice, nuestro cómplice, cómplice en el crimen de aprender inglés de verdad.
Este curso tus hijos se volverán locos por el inglés. Tráelos a nuestro Club Junior y vendrán a clase locos de contentos. En el Club Junior aprenden inglés mientras se divierten. Infórmate sobre las clases de nuestro Club Junior en el 91-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com.
Haz una pausa y disfruta, mejorando, aprendiendo con tu curso trimestral por videoconferencia. Con todo el dinamismo e intensidad de una clase Vaughan en una plataforma rápida y de fácil instalación. Por fin llega tu mejor momento del día. Cursos trimestrales por videoconferencia. Haz tu reserva en el 911-133-5833. 911-133-5833.
Gain fluency. Gain fluency with Richard Vaughan. I wrote this book last summer in fall. It's a very, very simple book. Very straightforward. But it's a very, very powerful book. It will triple your fluency and effectiveness when you speak. However, it's designed only for those people who truly want to make big progress. And to make big progress, you have to work hard. Before you buy the book, read the instructions. If they terrify you, if they horrify you, or if you refuse to subscribe to my philosophy, don't buy it. Don't buy the book. Don't waste your money. But if you are willing to make the effort, if you are willing to join me in the journey from point A to point B, you will witness a miracle. Hard work produces more miracles than any other strategy or approach. Gain fluency with Richard Vaughan.
Prueba el método Vaughan con nuestro curso trimestral. Elige entre nuestra modalidad presencial o por videoconferencia. Y el resto, déjanoslo a nosotros. 3 meses de listening y speaking con los mejores profesores del mercado. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
Sí, dígame.
Ahora tu profesor Vaughan desde tu casa, la oficina. Tu profesor Vaughan en clases telefónicas. Ahora más fácil y cómodo. Consigue uno de los 3 planes de formación en grupovaughan.com/clases telefónicas.
Nuestros campamentos este año tienen un extra de diversión. Tanto si buscas un planazo de ciudad o darles un verano de multiaventura en inglés, tenemos un plan diseñado donde el aprendizaje y la diversión van de la mano. Más información en grupovaughan.com.
Para más información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio. You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
You're listening.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
You're listening. You're listening. You're listening.
Tune in every day.
Vaughan Radio.
You're listening to The Drive Time Show with Kyle Miller.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old.
Talking about my generation.
Just my generation, baby. Why don't you all fade away? Don't try and dig what we all.
Well, it was this day in 1965. When Pete Townsend wrote this song, My Generation, it was his 20th birthday. And it's a song that has an interesting twist as the lyrics build in a stutter. Tartamudear, stutter. Stutter. Now, we'll talk about it a little bit more in our history section. But as for the song, well, it was sung by Roger Daltrey, the lead singer, with that stutter, which is very unusual. They recorded two takes of the song normally, and their manager suggested that he stutter to sound like a kid who was on drugs, basically. And Daltrey said, I've got a stutter. I control it much better now, but in those days, I didn't control it that well, and so it wasn't hard for him to do this because he actually had a little bit of a stutter. Now, Pete Townsend wrote this on a train ride home on his 20th birthday from London to Southampton, England. And he said, my generation is very much about trying to find a place in society, he says. I was very lost, and the band was very young. It was believed that the career of the band would be very brief. But of course, they went on to last an awfully long time. In fact, you can see videos from just within the last year of Daltrey and Townsend performing together, or performing in different, on TV at least, maybe not in The Who as such, as members have died, but they still do different versions of the band. Anyway, there you have it, folks. The Who, it's My Generation, going back to 1965, a classic of early rock and roll with The Who. Now, we have a section that's kind of fun. Es algo divertido, algo interesante, diferente, where we play a track, una pista, and we try to learn from it. We study it, and we try to see what the person is talking about, and if we understand all the language and the expressions, and basically try to understand what's going on.
What's going on in your brain?
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Right on.
What's going on, everybody? We're going to hear the track, and we're going to analyze it a little bit. Something very different today. Tino, let's hear it.
Deficits, more money, chasing fewer goods, always means higher prices. So what we need to do is get our spending under control, eliminate the inflationary taxes and deficits that are driving up the cost of living. The reality is the cost of government is driving the cost of living. The more they spend, the more things cost. Inflationary deficits mean more dollars chasing fewer goods, and inflationary taxes make it more expensive for businesses to produce those goods. Now,
woof. We're talking economics here, people. I'm off on a bit of a tangent, one of my geek areas. I love economics. So we're talking about economics, and this is a guy named Pierre Poilievre. Pierre Poilievre, he's a French-Canadian guy. And he's talking about inflation. Now, no matter where you are in the world, you might be in Spain and thinking, oh my gosh, la gasolina, ¿cómo cuesta hoy, eh? Ha subido mucho. And it has. Gasoline has gone up. In Canada, in Spain, in the U.S., in Germany, it's gone up everywhere, pretty much everywhere. And he says we have more money chasing fewer goods, or more money chasing the same amount of goods, those productos en el mercado. So we have more money. Why do we have more money? Now, people, your average person doesn't necessarily have much more money in their pocket because their things are costing more, so they're able to keep less. But the government created money, or the government encouraged central banks around the world to print money. So he said more money chasing the same amount of goods means higher prices. So the governments around the world are driving up prices. He says more spending means more government spending means things cost more for everyone else. So he's arguing that the government, in order to solve our problems, we have to reduce inflation by cutting government spending. He says the solution is not to give more money to people, and I agree. So we're suffering the consequences of, in Spain, los ERTEs. In Canada, they had a program called CERB, similar to the ERTE of Spain. In the U.S., they had different aid packages. But every country was doing it. They were giving money out to people to get through COVID. But anytime you create the money, a higher money supply, you create money out of thin air and give it to people, you're going to have inflation. And so now we're beginning, estamos empezando a ver las repercusiones. We're starting to feel the repercussions of this money printing. So this is what he's saying. I think we should hear it. Let's hear it one more time, Tino, shall we?
Deficits, more money chasing fewer goods, always means higher prices. So what we need to do is get our spending under control, eliminate the inflationary taxes and deficits that are driving up the cost of living. The reality is the cost of government is driving the cost of living. The more they spend, the more things cost. Inflationary deficits mean more dollars chasing fewer goods, and inflationary taxes make it more expensive for businesses to produce those goods. Now,
okay. Yeah, so he's saying more taxes make it more difficult for people to produce those goods. So he says, let's reduce taxes, let people keep more money, have the government spend less, but people keep more. So basically giving people the choice of how they spend their money. People should be able to choose how the money is spent, not the government. So take power away from the government a little bit, reduce government spending, let people choose how they spend their money. And keep the money supply under control, lowering inflation, making things in the long term more affordable. To me, it makes sense. But anyway, we'll see if this guy gets elected. Pierre Poilievre is his name, Canadian. He's a candidate running for the leadership of the Conservative Party of Canada. Anyway, a little bit of economics talk, everybody, on the Drive Time Show today. But hey, let's move on. And why don't we do a little bit of business? Tino likes this part of the show. Hace tiempo, eh? Why don't we go ahead with Let's Get Down to Business?
Let's get down to business.
All right, folks, we're going to do a business letter today.
Ah, qué bien.
A business letter, okay? So we have a letter in Spanish, and I want to give you a moment to get out a piece of paper and a pen. Now, not if you're driving. Si estás conduciendo, no. I don't want to be responsible for any car accidents, Tino. So, if you're at home, you're sitting there on the sofa, on the couch, listening to the Drive Time show as you normally do, right? Parado ahí, esperando, escuchando Drive Time. Well, get out a piece of paper and a pen.
Poner un texto.
Yeah, well, I'll give you a couple of texts. So I'm going to say this. I'm going to read it, first of all, little by little in Spanish and into English, okay? So try to translate with me, okay? I'm giving you time here. Okay, here we go. Starting off. Muy señores míos. Muy señores míos. Dear sirs. Qué curioso. Dear sirs. Yeah, you can say that. Me dirijo a ustedes con referencia a nuestro pedido número 55457 o 55457, lo que sea, del 5 de septiembre de este año, en la cual solicitamos 2,000 mecheros con nuestro logotipo. Ok, me dirijo a ustedes con referencia a nuestro pedido número tal. I'm writing to you in reference to our order number con referencia a. We could say in reference to. Now, if you say with reference to, no pasa nada. You can say that too. With reference to our order number. Now, I'm writing to you in reference to our order number. Now, an interesting thing, when we say a number like this, it's the same as a phone number in that we will read it according to the individual digit. Okay, so we'll say order number 55457. Whereas in Spanish you say, you know, 55457 or whatever, right? I don't know how you'd say that in Spanish, would you? Whether it's five digits, but in English, individual digits. It's like telephone numbers. Llámame, call me, 911-3358. Right. Okay. So, con referencia a nuestro pedido número 55457 del 5 de septiembre de este año, en el cual solicitamos 2,000 mecheros con nuestro logotipo. In which, order number 55457 of September 5th of this year, in which we ordered 2,000 cigarette lighters with our logo. Con nuestro logotipo. We don't say logo type. We say logo. Yeah. That's a lot of lighters, Tino. Muchos mecheros. Yeah. Como pueden ver en la copia del pedido adjunta, la fecha de entrega era para el 1 de octubre. As you can see, como pueden ver, usted, ¿no? As you can see on the enclosed copy of the order, en la copia del pedido adjunta, la fecha de entrega era para el 1 de octubre. Vaya. The delivery date was for October 1st. The delivery date was for October 1st. Como hoy es el día 3 de octubre, y no hemos recibido los mecheros, quisiéramos saber la situación del pedido y si podemos esperar o no la entrega en los próximos días. Como hoy es el día 3 de octubre. As today is October 3rd. Now you could also say since, which would be like puesto que. ¿No? Como hoy es el puesto que, igual, ¿no, Tino? Puesto que, as today, or since today, either way, is October 3rd, and we haven't received the lighters, we would like to know the status of the order. Quisiéramos. We would like. Quisiéramos saber. We would like to know the status of the order, y si podemos esperar o no la entrega en los próximos días. Yeah, we'd like to know the status of the order and whether or not we can expect delivery in the next few days. Es que no sé. We don't know whether or not. Okay, as today is October 3rd and we have not received the orders, we would like to know the status of the order. Sorry, we haven't received the lighters. We'd like to know the status of the order and whether or not we can expect delivery in the next few days. Si no, nos veremos obligados a cancelar el pedido, ya que no llegarán los mecheros a tiempo para incluirse en el mailing previsto para el 13 de octubre. Hombre. Si no, nos veremos obligados. Otherwise, nos veremos obligados. We will be forced to. Nos veremos obligados. Ah. We'll be forced to. We will be forced to cancel the order as the lighters will not arrive in time to be included in the mailing set for October 13th. Right? Para incluirse en el mailing. En el mailing. Would you say that, Tino? Vamos a hacer un mailing. Mailing. All right. No llegarán los mecheros a tiempo para incluirse. The lighters will not arrive in time. Not on time, but in time. Right? On time is puntual y punto. In time is a tiempo. Right? No later than. The mailing is going out on the 13th of October. If we have the lighters on the 12th, perfect. If we have them on the 1st of October, perfect. In time, not late. On time means punctual, right? Certain day. Atentamente, yours truly, or sincerely yours. Yours sincerely, whatever. There are a lot of different ways to end the letter, okay? Okay, so let's go through it again in English, okay? He says, "Dear sirs, I'm writing to you in reference to your order number 55457 of September 5th of this year, in which we requested 2,000 cigarette lighters with our logo. As you can see on the enclosed copy of the order, the delivery date was for October 1st. As today is October 3rd and we have not received the lighters, we'd like to know the status of the order and whether or not we could expect delivery in the next few days. Otherwise, we'll be forced to cancel the order as the lighters will not arrive in time to be included in the mailing set for October 13th. Okay. Now, I'm writing to you. It's also very common, I think more in the U.S., I'm writing you. Te escribo, I'm writing you. I'm writing to you. As. Here we're going to use the word as you can see. Como pueden ver en la copia del pedido adjunta, as you can see, in the enclosed copy of the order. Now, enclosed because it's like adjunta, pero encerrado dentro. Right? Enclosed means encerrado dentro. Adjunta en ese sentido. Attached would be como pegado por fuera. Attached. And then we have in time. A tiempo. No llegarán los mecheros a tiempo para incluirse en el mailing previsto para el 13 de octubre. They'll not arrive in time to be included in the mailing set for October 13th. So this guy, he's saying, where are the lighters that we ordered? ¿Dónde están? Okay. Anyway. All right, so there you have it, folks. That is our business letter, and we'll try to do these more often because they are, I think, very, very useful.
Expression of the day.
expression of the day, dirigir el cotarro. También lleva la voz cantante. ¿Quién lleva la voz cantante aquí? Who runs the show here?
Ese soy yo.
Who calls the shots? It's the same thing, right? Who calls the shots? To call the shots means to be the boss, to be the decision maker. Who calls the shots? Who runs the show? ¿Quién lleva la voz cantante aquí? Who calls the shots? Who runs the show here? Who's the boss? ¿Quién manda? So to call the shots or to run the show. This is an expression. We've done this several times, right, Tino? Tino remembers this. He says, claro que sí, hombre. Ya lo sabemos. We already know that one. All right. Okay, folks. Well, there you have it. So that is our expression, to run the show or to call the shots.
Drive Time Phrasal Verb.
Yep, that's right, folks. It's time for the Drive Time Phrasal Verb. And the phrasal verb today is to get on with someone. Llevarse bien con alguien, to get on with someone. Me llevo bien con mi vecino. Eso sí. I get on well with my neighbor. It's important to get on with your neighbor. It is. Él no se lleva bien con sus suegros. He doesn't get on with his in-laws. Sus suegros, his in-laws. So if you say, like, my wife's parents, my parents' in-law, my wife's brother, my brother-in-law. Político, you say also, right? Mi hermano político, do you say that, Tino? My brother-in-law. But all these people, los suegros, my in-laws. Mm. Ella quiere llevarse bien con su jefa nueva. She wants to get on with her new boss. Good idea. Mm. To get on with. You could also have to get along with. To get on with. And we can also add to get along well with. We get along well with each other. I get along well with him. He gets along well with her. We get along well with each other. To get along well with someone. Okay? There you have it. Now, yeah, so that's our phrasal verb, everybody. That's the Drive Time phrasal verb. And we're going to move on, everybody. We just have a couple of minutes. Oh, I wanted to talk. Actually, sorry, I was going to give an example of this. I was on the lunchtime show the other day. What was that? Tuesday, el martes. Tuesday, I was on the lunchtime show filling in for Rob here with Andrea, Andy. And we were talking about, somehow it came up, the idea of getting along with. And I talked about how my father says it's good to get along with the garbage man. El de la basura. Los que sacan la basura. Now, when you're from a small town, it's more important, I think, because, you know, everybody that you deal with, it's a more personal relationship. So my father has this idea. He says, it's good to get along well with your garbage man. So at Christmas, my father gives a gift to the garbage man. He gives a box of chocolates or a pie. My parents do this. And because my father says, it's always good to get along well with your garbage man, because then when you have a piece of garbage, like a big thing, a big bed or something to get rid of, he's like, oh, okay, the garbage man comes and he likes you. So he's going to do you a favor. So you build some credibility with your garbage man. The, what do you say? Basurero. Do you say that? Basurero. Get along well with the people that you're going to deal with. It pays off in the long term, everybody. Now, not just because you expect a favor, but it's good to be civil, right? It's good to be good to people. Be good to people around you. And as I say, what goes around comes around. Mm-hmm. Anyway, We have to take a short break, to be honest. But I want to remind you, if you want to hear more, you're saying, ah, ese programa me gusta. I podcast de eso. Well, yeah, you can go to iVox, eBooks, I-V-O-O-X, iVox.com, or the iVox app, I-V-O-O-X, and search for Drive Time. Drive Time on iVox, and you'll find hundreds, in fact, thousands, de hecho, miles de programas de Drive Time. And they're free. You puedes mejorar tu inglés gratis with the Drive Time show on iVox. So download it, stream it, whatever you want to do, however you choose to use or enjoy podcasts. If you're a podcast user, go to iVox, check out Drive Time, Drive Time. And make sure you have our Vaughn Radio app as well. It's completely free and you can enjoy this program and others. We're going to take a short break, but I'll be back. I'll be back in just a few minutes with the final half hour of our Drive Time show for today. So stay with us. Don't touch that dial.
Excuse me, Richard. What does strive mean?
To strive?
Yes. What does it mean?
It means esforzarse.
And what does endeavor mean?
Endeavor?
As a noun or as a verb?
Both.
Well, as a noun, it means esfuerzo or empeño. And as a verb, it means esforzarse, like strive. And one more question. What does go all out mean?
Go all out?
That's a phrasal verb.
Yes, yes, but what does it mean?
Go all out?
It means darlo todo, or dejarse la piel, or hacer hasta lo imposible.
Thank you, Richard. Do you know why I'm asking these questions?
Yes, I do. Yes, I know why.
It's because you're a student of the Vaughn Method. You're a product of Vaughn. It's logical that you want to strive, to endeavor, and to go all out. That's what we call motivation, inspiration, and impetus. That's what happens when a student encounters the Vaughn Method.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales?
No?
Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months.
Eso es, dura tres meses.
Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughn. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class. And the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughn teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at GrupoVaughan.com.
¿Quieres un planazo de verano para tus hijos en la ciudad? En Vaughan ya lo tenemos todo organizado para que no tengas que preocuparte por nada. Más de 10 colegios en Madrid y alrededores para que aprendan mientras se divierten en nuestros campamentos urbanos. Llama al 91 700 11 99 y te lo contamos todo.
Si necesitas mejorar tu inglés sin perder el tiempo, con un método que realmente funciona, hazte con uno de nuestros cursos trimestrales. Infórmate sin compromiso en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
If you spend 6 days in Vaughntown, you'll never be afraid to express yourself in English again. You will never feel insecure when you speak. This change, this psychological transformation happens in 6 days. It never happens in the classroom. The teacher in the classroom focuses on structure and oral practice. Vaughntown gives you wings. Te da alas.
Don Quijote y Sancho Panza, Cleopatra y Marco Antonio, Adán y Eva, Romeo y Julieta, Vaughan y Disney. ¿Eh?
Sí, ya lo has oído. Vaughan y Disney siguen colaborando para que tus hijos aprendan inglés mientras se divierten. La magia de Disney con la calidad de Vaughan. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Si tienes un smartphone o una tablet, no tienes excusas. Descarga ya nuestra app de Vaughan Radio y podrás escuchar nuestra radio en directo, enviarnos tus tweets, conocer nuestra parrilla, acceder a nuestros podcasts y enterarte de todas las novedades de Vaughan. Aprende inglés en cualquier momento y en cualquier lugar con la app de Vaughan Radio.
Para más información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833.